Okay, Richard, you can start the meeting.
We'll call the meeting to order at 2:00 on the dot. This is a special commissioner meeting Thursday, May 28th, 2020. So we'll have a roll call.
Sharon?
Here.
Ken?
Here.
Joe?
Here.
Richard?
Here.
And Roy is absent.
Okay, are there any modifications, additions, or changes to the agenda?
No.
Okay, hearing none, does anybody have a declaration of potential conflict of interest? Okay, I'll entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda.
I second it.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve the agenda.
Sharon?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes. Any public comments, seeing none? Action item, legacy contracting incorporated agreement, executions for fuel dock and dock projects.
All right, so this is the day for the board to approve the contract with Legacy. Legacy got the contract, they signed it, it's in the mail coming back to us, so they're okay with it, so we just need the board approval. And once their paperwork comes in, then we'll have the board sign.
Okay.
Then we proceed on the work.
So, this is the fuel dock and dock project, what is the dock project?
Dock project is replacing the pilings on the transit docks and also fixing our work dock. There's pilings at the work dock as well.
The work dock down by the boatyard?
Yes.
So they're gonna, the dock will stay there, they'll just pull out a piling and replace it as they go?
Yes.
All right, any discussion?
No.
If you'll move.
I'll make a motion to approve the Legacy Contracting Inc. agreement for the fuel dock access pad and dock pile replacement project.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second, any further discussion?
Sharon?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes. Basin One docks F and G.
All right, so this is the idea that Travis and I came up with on our Basin One docks F and G, which are the first two next to the launch ramp.
Mm-hmm.
They're not used much at all for annual or semi-annual, but I think we got three boats on the docks right now. So the idea is, well, we still want to remove those fingers on one side that the board's already approved, but then kind of open it up to kind of like a parking lot on water. Just let people buy the daily tickets out of the launch machine, and then they just park their boats at will and no slips.
Flat rate at a daily rate.
At $15.
We were thinking $15 a day. I don't care how big your boat is, just for the day, it's no power, it's just got water. Kind of just solved the problem with the weekend. On the off side of that, if we don't for the weekend mortgages, we're sending them to the RV park, which then our RV park girl has to, you know, do mortgages and do that, then come back to the office. It's going to save us a lot of legwork, a lot of time on these smaller boats. Insurance-wise, we pay SCIS for insurance. If any boats in our port that are under 30 feet,
30 foot,
are covered under our insurance. So they're not in difficult places to get out if something bad were to happen. They're manageable boats to do. So I think just by making it a launch ticket, we can change our launch machine just to add a daily mortgage. It'll be a $15 charge, then they can use their card or cash to be able to do it. They'll get printed a ticket. We'll put some, like an informational type sign or something right next to the launch ramp, and then maybe do a better job of identifying where the daily mortgage, you know, something down on the dock, like these are where your docks are for the daily mortgage, and just let the people park in there. And if it comes up to where we have so many boats here and people are buying tickets and there's nowhere for them to park, A, we're doing really good because we got that many people here, and B, we'll deal with it if that time actually comes up to where there's every single one are slipped and we got more people buying tickets than we do slips, we'll deal with it.
So this ticket that they buy will be good for 24 hours from when it was issued, something like that?
Yep. It'll be just like the launch, it'll have a date on it, on the ticket, just like the launch ticket will have a date for what it's good for. It'll be good for 24 hours.
Travis, so the launch ticket goes in the vehicle, right?
Right.
So how is this going to work with the vehicle plus the boat now is
they're
in the water?
They're going to have to just display it somehow in their boat. Have it readily available at your, in your boat.
Okay.
That's what I think, and I'm thinking the language is going to say in their boat. It must be readily, you know, visible on your boat. It's going to be hard to see. It's going to be a lot on your honor system, you know, of making sure you're doing it.
Right.
And, you know, on those busy weekends, if we end up doing it, I am going to have one of our guys at least buzz down the dock. It'll only be two docks. It should be really quick and simple just to check for compliance, and if they're not paying, it's an easy picture.
Well, it's
we
not so much that, it's just they're going to have two things. They're going to have a vessel in the water for 24 hours, but they're going to also have a vehicle. How are they going to...
What she's asking is, will this replace the $5 launch fee?
No.
So you have to get two.
Two. There'll be a launch fee.
Thank you. That's what I was wondering.
Yeah, sorry. No, there'll be the launch fee because that's a...
It's a separate ticket.
It's a separate deal to do. And then there'll be a separate line item on when you go up to pay at the ticket thing.
Say mortgage.
There'll be another line item, I think, that'll say mortgage F&G
sense.
Dock. And then they can click on that, and it'll just be a flat rate of $15.
Okay.
And they'll just click the button, and it'll charge them
$15. And then how will they know where to go locate the slip?
It will be a first-come, first-serve.
That's
why we're going to open up the side ties and have the other.
I think you're going to have to be very careful to designate just those two.
To locate it.
So people, you know, people know that you can't just go into any open slip.
That's
well,
why we want to put signs up.
I'm going to have a sign at the booth where you pay and then clearly identify them somehow by using our piling.
Those two docks will have signs.
If we got to get a bigger sign. You know, out there that says daily mortgage here, maybe one that's pointing towards the launch ramp. And then when you come to this ramp, you know, direct them with signs. We're going to have to we'll probably be into it $500-$600 in signage to.
You might even think about painting a red stripe around those pilings and put a white sign on the daily mooring or something.
Something
like that.
To clearly identify where those docks are at. And I think we can do it all by signage. It's only one gangway to get down there, so.
Well, how about the three people that are already paid in there? Are you going to move them?
I'm just going to move them to E-Dock.
Move them to E-Dock.
Okay.
Move them to E-Dock and just get them nestled in there.
So what are we going to do with their parking?
Well, the parking, you know, the parking, they're still going to have to leave at the end of the day to do whatever they do. It's just, you know, if they want to leave their boat here and not pull it out, it gives them an option to be able to do it.
They're already doing that anyways. A lot of times they show up here and their office is closed and then they're trying to scramble around trying to find a place. The port's open, try to get moorage, but they're already staying at a hotel or staying at an RV park. I mean, they're already staying
here. It's not going to excuse any overnight parking or unhitched trailers. Because we still have that to offer too, that, you know, if somebody needs to drop their trailer, you know,
You guys accommodated people at the RV park for, you know, empty trailers. We gave them a space, so.
Right.
Over there.
Right, and
trying to make it a little more user-friendly, and I like to just try it out. If it doesn't, if we come up with a bunch of problems, then we'll just go back to what we had. It doesn't hurt to try, I don't think.
I think it's
I think it's creative.
As long as we're clear.
And there's going to be some bugs, but.
Or things like salmon openers and the big salmon weekends, like 4th of July, you'll fill it up if there's any fish around.
Right.
I think it's a great idea. I think, you know, that's the missing link here. You've got monthly mortgages, year-long mortgages, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But I know a lot of people who would like to put their boat in for a short period. You know, going to have company coming. I might be one of them for 4 days. So we'll go moor the boat, save ourselves all that hassle.
Right.
And we'll just go down and go fishing every day, and then we'll pull it when we're done. Thing like that. It's
a
great
The other reason with it is those docks are, by doing the size, it'll handle almost any trailerable boat. And that's what we're after. by doing this is the trailable boats that just want to, you know, and those are decent within size, and almost every single one of them will fall under coverage for our insurance that we're already paying for. There's not many 30-foot longer than 30-foot trailer boats. There's just not many of them.
And to make sure now that this is a first-come, first-served, no reservations,
right.
No nothing.
Right.
Yeah.
First-come, first-served.
So they should have to go see if there's a slip before they go buy a permit.
Yeah, and, you know, also, you can see it from the launch ramp. It just kind of all makes sense. Hopefully, if they're doing it, they'll be able to look, kind of take a judge of what we got and see it, but it's all going to be by sight.
One of the things I can see happening is somebody coming in, seeing a slip, buying a permit, and going parking in it when somebody else is coming back to it. But
right. Well, that's how I was just thinking the same thing. There might be out in the ocean or in the river, and then
yeah.
They come back and everything's full. Well, then that's when we say, you know, go tie up to the transient dock maybe, or go find another.
Oh, you're saying making sure it's knowing that it's a first come, first serve.
But
you're not renting a slip. You're
right.
You're renting a spot to park your boat.
But what I'm saying is, so I go down there at 7 in the morning, flat off.
Right.
Somebody comes over here from Sausalito and wants to launch their boat. They're going to take a slip. Oh, there's an empty one. I'll just take that one. Well, that's the one I already paid for. So when I come back off the water, my slip is gone.
Well, you just have to find the next one available.
Right.
So you don't really have a, per se, it's like a parking stall. It's going to be like a parking stall out here. It's going to be whatever's available. So if you go out and you think you can get the same one back, you may not get it back.
No.
You just have to go to the next.
Just go to the next available.
Ultimately,
next
I may end up over at the other slip stall. That's what I'm telling you. If there are vacant slips.
There could be.
Then that's where I might end up.
Well, can you limit the amount of
tickets?
I don't think so. I don't think. I don't want to overthink it to start with.
No.
I want to take the problems as they come. I don't want to try and account for every problem that could come up. I think you're going to run into people that think they're going to get away with not paying. You're going to have 5-10% of people that think they can do that. You're going to have 5-10% of people that can't follow sign instructions.
Yeah.
And you're going to have 5-10% of people that just plain don't get it. But I'm guessing around 3/4 of the people that use our system, it's going to be a very user-friendly thing, and you know, just a few hiccups to get through. And it could be very easy that on the bottom of the sign, we just put our fuel dock number. Our fuel dock's open 7 days a week. We have somebody here, an employee here 7 days a week. Any questions, call this number, and one of our employees will be able to help walk them through the situation.
So one final question, without overthinking it. When you pay your money at the machine, is it possible to put so many spaces available? And when somebody rents one, if there's 30 and as they rent them out, that number becomes obvious. So when they go to pay, if there's no spaces available, it would tell them right there.
I'll look and see, but I don't think that machine's that smart.
Okay.
To do that. And then the off chance
the engineer has to program it. So it depends on programming,
yeah,
the capabilities.
I don't know if it's that. If it is, that would be great. Be like, you know, this thing will issue 30 of these.
I mean, who knows? We can ask that question. If it does, then we'll definitely go that route. That way you can't overbook or overbuy.
Right. You can't overbook, overbuy. Like I was saying, in the case that if we do that, how many, that's giving us 20, 40, 50. So 46, there's 23 and 21. That's 44. That's 44.
50,
that's 44 slips plus
two side dives.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We're going to have almost 60 slips.
Wow.
You know, that's available that'll fit trailer boats. So if it will count that many tickets out, that's great. We'll do that. If not, and we get 60 boats that came in and bought tickets, you know, we'll. I don't know. I don't even think I don't think it'll happen. But if it does, good for us, and we'll get through it.
I think you ought to take it a step at a time, though. Go
right.
Ahead and start the program. If you run into that problem, see if you can solve that. Because it's not going to necessarily know that the next day all those slips come back, or is it?
Well, then it would just have to be a revolving, like, one, you know, you can only pay for one day at a time, and it'll only issue, say, 60 tickets a day. Or 50 tickets a day. We'll have to see what it does and
see
what it can do.
We'll have to see what the capabilities of it is.
Yeah.
But
it might just sit there and spit tickets out all day long until I don't know, but we'll have to get down to the nitty-gritty of what
well, I think actually. I think better off to initiate the action, see what the demand is, see what the reaction is, and go from there.
I think that the next couple seasons probably be okay. So, like you're saying, it depends on what the salmon season is going to be.
Yeah.
Last couple of years, we never filled that thing up anyways. So.
Yeah, I don't want to be pessimistic, but I wouldn't be banking on a big salmon season
right.
for a while. Okay.
It's worth trying.
Cool.
Any other discussion about this?
Nope.
You can leave your boat in there?
Yeah.
His boat is over there. He's going to try and get $15 a day out of it.
Okay. Want to make a motion?
I make a motion to approve docks F and G for short-term moorage at the set rate of $15 per day on the launch ramp machine. Install signs as needed at their launch machine and on the docks for guidance.
Yes.
Second that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second.
Sharon?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Yes. So Ken, do you see that as a potential for tuna fishermen?
Mm-hmm.
Size of the boat should be a bigger issue, I would think.
Yeah.
But yeah, depending on what's going on.
I could see coming down and icing your boat and going ahead and put it in the water the day before and just resolving that.
And we're hoping for the longer boats. You know, I mean, the slips are only going to house 22, maybe a 24-foot boat. If it's a little bit longer, that's why we want to go with the side ties to be able to put as many as we need in there.
Okay. Boat access ramps. I'm glad you sent that email out because I came down here Saturday or Sunday and I saw those and I thought, I must have been hallucinating because I know we talked about this at a meeting and we agreed not to put them in.
So. I appreciate you going the extra time and researching that out.
Well, I think it's good that we did.
I do too.
It clarifies a lot.
Yeah.
Finding the grant to say, you know, to say that, yes, they do need to be out there. And then second, finding out the exceptions to what the ADA limits are with beach accesses. I didn't know it existed.
Yeah.
So
thank you.
It was a learning for us, and I'm glad that we can get them out there, and they're legal. We're not breaking any rules by having them, and people are happy with it. So I think overall it's a win-win for everybody.
I know that the metal is really wore out on them. They're really slick. So.
Well, maybe at the end of this year we'll pull them out and.
Put that paper like you did our ramp.
Try and get the
because
paper.
That really helps.
Okay, we can definitely.
I'd rather try to put new tread on it. Paper's only temporary. Paper's only temporary. I'd rather spend a little extra money and put actual a new surface on it.
I think we'll definitely pull them into the shop and give them a little bit of a, I know they've been out there for quite a few years, so.
But I appreciate you guys doing what you did to make sure we could have them.
Yep.
Okay, anybody have any commissioner comments?
No.
Great job.
We don't seem to be controversial enough here. What are we doing wrong?
Let's keep it that way.
Okay, the next regular meeting date is Tuesday, June 16th, 2020 at 6 p.m. And with that, I will adjourn the meeting.
Cool.
All right.
Done all the extra ones, right?